Lesson 126. Explain to, suggest to. Can you explain the game of football to me? Can you suggest to me a nice place for a holiday? Confident. Now that you are at this stage of your English studies, do you think you'd be able to travel abroad confident of making yourself understood in the language? Agree about, agree that, agree to, agree with. If your friend wants to go to one cinema and you want to go to another and you can't agree about which to go to, what do you do? Do you agree that life was better in the past than it is today? Would you agree to do an extra 3 hours of English today? Would you agree to a plan that might land you in prison? When you don't agree with others, what do you do? Take care, run over, care for. What do you think ought to be done with drivers who don't take care whilst driving and so run over people? Who takes care of you when you're ill? Do you care what people say about you? When we ask someone to dance, we can say, "Would you care for this dance?" or "Would you like to dance?" I dare say equals "it is probable." Daring, require. I dare say you're right means "I think it is probable that you are right." For such an expression, we always use the first person. What does this sentence mean in other words? I dare say you're right.
That sentence means, in other words, I think it is probable that you are right.
What kind of job would you say required the most daring? Eager. Rub. When people are eager to do something, what do they sometimes look like?
When people are eager to do something, they sometimes look alive, have bright eyes, and perhaps rub their hands together.
Face. Face to face. Where does this window face onto? If you found yourself face to face with a killer with a knife in his hand, what did you do? Up to. About how many pages of this method have you studied up to now?
I've studied about 800 pages of this method up to now.
Attack. Do innocent people ever get attacked in the streets of your hometown? Bury. What does a dog do with its bone?
A dog buries its bone in the ground.
Where do they bury the dead in your country? Outside the town, in the grounds of a church, etc.? Anger. What angers you more than anything else? Insult. What do you think's the best way to insult a person? Idiom 29. For heaven's sake equals a very strong form of please. For example, for heaven's sake be quiet and let me get some sleep. What does the idiom for heaven's sake mean?
The idiom for heaven's sake means a very strong form of please.
Give me an example, please.
For heaven's sake, don't do that again, or I shall get very angry.